Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ash, what, Taryn? Are you grumpy?
No, I'm not grumpy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you okay to record this podcast?
I'm great. I'm just a little tired, but I'm good.
But you still love me.
Oh my God, Taryn! That 1,000% sums up our relationship. Our friendship for the last how many years has been you wondering if I'm mad at you and me simply just trying to get you to stop asking me because I'm fine.
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
Shit, the worst way to start a podcast. A fight.
I feel like it's the best. I think it's so funny because I think I feel like we do represent two very like polar opposites.
Yeah, stereotypically, I'm a man.
So it's funny because every time I post anything where I'm like, are you Ashley or are you me?
Yeah.
It's so funny to always watch people be like, oh my God, I'm Ashley. That is stressing me out. Yeah. Or people being like, me, I'm you, Taryn. Yeah. It's so funny. I think that's why people love our friendship.
Yeah, well, for many reasons, but that being one of the main ones,
for sure.
We're cute. We're super cute.
You look cute today.
Don't touch me.
I'm thriving right now. Okay. Ash, okay.
She went to put her hand on my shoulder and I was like, nah.
You guys should really watch our YouTube videos because I feel like you hear the dynamic between us, but when you see just like little things like that, I feel mm-hmm. like it's so funny.
Oh, for sure.
So funny. We are Unsolicited Advice.
That is us. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn. And if you've never heard us before, welcome. Yeah. If you have heard us before, then all of this makes sense.
The newbies are like, what the hell is going on right now?
Are these girls good?
Is this an intro?
Are they friends or enemies? I'm not quite sure.
Is she gonna punch her?
Honestly, I'm surprised you haven't. You've kicked me before.
Have I?
Yeah.
When? I don't remember.
I don't remember. Probably one time I was being extra annoying.
In a fit of rage.
I was definitely 100% deserved. That's all I can say. Okay. I am so excited that I got to this email first because it just, I died reading it and I wanted to watch you
me die. React I'm so to excited. This.
Okay.
Maybe this will wake me up.
Oh, this will. Because we could have committed murder unknowingly.
Oh my God.
And that's on life, mama. Okay. So it's titled Pepper Spraying.
Okay.
And it says, Dear Ashley and Taryn, my name is Mariah and I'm from a small town in Montana. I just had a bit of advice for you for a change.
Oh, is it my bear spray?
No, I wonder how many times people listen to us talk and are like, we should help you. Horrible advice. We should help you. When I was listening to your podcast episode a few weeks ago about safety, I heard you mention pepper spraying and tasering any house intruder, which is amazing. And I am also a huge crime junkie and am armed with pepper spray and a taser at all times. But when my mom told her friend who was a private eye this, which can we just acknowledge, like she's listening to the episode, talks to her mom who then talks to her friend, like, are we getting famous?
It feels like it.
Okay. When I told my mom, blah, 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 she received some life-changing advice.
Okay.
He said not to both pepper spray and taser a person because if you pepper spray, then taser, you will light them on fire.
Oh.
on fire.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess that makes sense because they're all wet.
Okay, but like, can you picture us being like
that's voltage. Yeah, that's voltage and they're wet. I've never thought of that before.
On fire. Which could be a whole other legal problem.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just wanted you to know so that if anything ever happened, y'all wouldn't go to jail for negligent homicide. Love you guys and your show is so amazing. So,
I mean, at least we'd go to jail together.
Girl, we would take over that jail. Uh-huh. We would start our own therapy center in our cell. Also, now we just know to taser then pepper spray. We're fine.
Yeah. Zap then just spray.
Flip it and reverse it. We got it.
Flip it and reverse it. There you go. Problem solved. Best advice you ever got today.
Right? Amazing. Thank you so much for writing in. Yeah. Because, you know, I really would rather not go to jail for an accidental murder.
Yeah.
I'd rather just murder.
Rather murder.
Out of a fit of rage.
You'd rather knowingly.
Yeah, I'd rather be in there and be like, you know why you're here, you instead know, guys, of like...
The real Taryn just got...
Instead of like...
got shown.
I was just trying to tase him. You know what I mean?
Who talks like that?
Me, when I did something I didn't mean to. Anyways, Ash, how are you? How's your life? How was your
unwell.
Week?
I'm unwell. I had something happen to me.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
Oh my God. To me, as you all know, I am a ripe age of 31.
I can't with you. I'm done.
I'm not 30. I'm in my 30s. I've talked about this on the podcast so many times. Something devastating just happened to me. And I don't care when this happened to you or any of you listeners. This just recently happened to me and no one warned me. I wasn't prepared for it. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first gray hair.
Oh my God.
And it's was
literally rocked your world.
I mean, I felt like I just got like slapped in the face. Like I was having a good day. I was living my life. I was having a good life. Like
you
I'm very
just got
happy
your hair done. Like
very
you were,
content yeah. with myself right now. You know, we're coming out of 2020. Life's looking new and fresh and exciting.
Yes.
And then that happened. Cherry on top of a very bad year.
I
literally cried.
She did.
I pulled it out obviously and stared at it and took a photo, which I will post for proofing it. I also have a video. I just sat there and held it for a long time and my life flashed before my eyes and I was like, oh my God, I gotta go get my eggs frozen now.
She literally said that.
I have to go find a man tonight.
She said
that
too.
Because my life is over.
My Can body, I say it from
my body is beginning to
wither
away.
Okay, literally.
It's forsaking me.
I get out of the shower. I'm completely like butt naked, like struggling to like, you know, function. And Ashley is pounding on my door, screaming my name. So I yell at her naked and she goes, okay, but can I come in? And I was like, no. She's like, something happened. I need to come in. And I was like, no, I'm literally like crouched over like freaking Schmeagle, just like trying to find chonies that are clean. Visual. And then she's pounding on my door. So finally I come out and she's standing in a room just holding this one hair. And so I look and I was like, oh, wow. Cause it was like silver.
It was yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was like a hair from heaven.
Hair from heaven. Come
here. An angelic all white hair was cursed.
I'm like telling her, I'm like, okay. And she was like, well, have you had one? Immediately. I was like, well, have you had one?
I have to compare myself to my friends.
I was like, I mean, I don't know. But I feel like I remember like when I was younger being like, we would find like random ones like that, that we were like, whoa, that hair looks crazy.
I've never had a white hair in my life.
But all of you who watched our live, our last live, this was literally, I looked at her and I was like, you need to pull it together. We're going live in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And she was crying on the bed like, I'm never, life is over. It was great.
I was like, I got to start my retirement fund. Can I get a senior discount now?
Get out.
Can I just show them my gray hair and be like, give me my senior discount?
Gray's like, is gray still in? It was for like a minute.
I don't think I'd rock it.
Okay. And
you know what? Maybe my stance on that will change in the near future. But as of right now, I'm offended and I'm upset at my own body. And you guys just got to let me wallow in this for a minute.
Yes. I'll let you wallow.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do your thing. Okay. What about a tearing it up?
I would love a tearing it up.
To make you feel better. I'm thriving today. This is great. Okay. I'm not going to say the title because I feel like it'll give it away.
They often do.
Yeah. Hey guys, please don't say my name, but you guys can know it. So we know it and you don't, if you want to look.
Got it.
Actually, don't look. I was listening to your podcast and remembered a hilarious story that happened to me a while ago and wanted to share it for a tearing it up.
Oh, lovely.
First, I love you guys so much. Your podcast is my favorite and I'm currently listening through all of the episodes and catching up.
Yes.
Amazing.
Love that.
To the story. This is probably a little over a year or two ago. So I was at my brother's friend's house. Let's call his friend John so it doesn't get too confusing. Mm-hmm. John's parents invited my family and one other family over to have dinner and hang out. After dinner, all of the kids went to the basement and were watching TV with the lights turned off. I was the youngest person there, somewhere around 13 at the time, other than John's younger brother. We were watching TV and all of a sudden, a wig flies in the air. John's younger brother, let's call him Jack, had thrown it at me and let's just say I had not been prepared. My mouth was wide open. Why? I don't know.
Same.
You can relate.
I am also a mouth breather. Mm-hmm.
But it was, and the wig got caught and tangled around my braces. I knew this would get you, but I didn't know. It would get you already.
Well, I had braces. I remember weird stuff like that would happen all the time. My mom would be like, how in the world did this happen? I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So then, because it was completely dark, no one knew anything had happened and I didn't say anything as I struggled to get the wig off my braces. I was sitting there literally yanking on it, about to pull the brackets off with it. After probably 2 minutes of trying to get it off, I gave up and was like, Jack threw a wig at me and it got stuck in my braces. I was already super shy around everyone there, so it was super embarrassing for me. My poor brother had to turn on his flashlight and get it untangled. I felt bad for throwing Jack under the bus too, but how else was I supposed to explain this situation? So there I was, cheeks bright red, with my brother's flashlight shining in my mouth and him trying to get it off. I tried to laugh it off, but it was not funny in the moment. Eventually he got it off and we went on with the night, but it was pretty mortifying in the moment. Looking back, I realized This is hilarious and had to share. Oh, and yeah, take it from me. If you ever decide to get braces, make sure you keep your mouth closed around young kids with wigs. Love you guys so much.
My God. It's so true. Around that age, the weirdest, most awkward things happen to you for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever. You're just sitting watching TV, no big deal. And then a wig gets tangled in your braces.
Imagine her, like, you know, when you get hit with something, you're like, oh. Like your head goes back and then her being like, wait.
Well, it's like an old movie, old high school movies. You know how they would always like joke about like braces, people with braces kissing and how they would lock.
Yeah.
Their brackets would like lock together.
Yeah.
That's such a like.
Did you ever kiss anyone with braces?
I kissed someone when I had braces. I don't think he had braces.
Oh, okay. I've always wondered like, is it really that dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Man, I'm sorry. That sucks. Braces are the worst.
But I love that you embrace that story now because that's like such a good story.
Embrace.
Ba-da-pa. I love that you embrace that story. Because it's so funny. That's a thing. Like people are always like, oh, Taryn, like you're so funny, whatever. It's not that I'm funny. It's just that I don't hide the embarrassing things. Like I'll trip or accidentally do something that usually people would be like, oh, thank God no one saw that. But I'll be like, did you guys just see me? Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I have to confess something.
Oh no. Did I do something?
No, I don't think I ever kissed someone with braces. Cause I definitely didn't kiss anyone at that age. So I don't know why I answered that.
Were you stuck on that this
Maybe
whole time?
I had like a very great dream at that age, but like I definitely, the second I said it, I started retracing my steps and I was like, no, you didn't.
Oh yeah, that one guy.
So I don't know why I said
it's
that.
Okay, we forgive you. We accept
you.
I just
had to clarify now before like the light grew bigger.
Yeah, because everyone would have followed up on that, Ash. I want to be like, I can't
Before I
sleep.
I dug myself into a deeper hole. I had to tell you guys.
Thank you. Are you good?
I'm so tired. I woke up early and I've been off my,
Taryn knows.
Everyone knows.
I know.
I've been off my workout grind and I've been trying to get back on it. So today I made myself go to my very first F45 class.
Okay.
Which for those of you who don't know is a HIIT cardio class with heavyweights. I am so out of I couldn't hang.
Dang.
But I did it. I'm very proud of myself. Yeah. But I could have gone to sleep, not a nap, sleep at 5.
I feel that.
Like
I feel that.
The second we're done recording, I'm done. I'm going
to bed. Yeah,
like,
I feel that.
I'm so tired, but it's great. Making everything like extra funny.
Yeah. I feel that.
Am I drunk? I feel drunk.
Maybe.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You Can I know. Do my story?
Yeah, go for it.
So this is a very short story, but also a very interesting story. I cannot wait to hear Taryn's perspective on this.
Ooh.
It's also like kind of a trendy topic. I'm not even going to like dive into more descriptive stuff because it's so short. We'll be there in 5 seconds.
Okay.
I'm just really excited to share it with you guys. This one's simply titled Advice. Hey, Taryn and Ash, I'm a really big fan and love your podcasts. Now, the time has come to ask you guys for advice. So my boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 years, and we've recently moved in together. And he wants to build his own house in the next few years. Because of that, we started talking about marriage and about the last name. I live in Germany, and most women take their husband's last names. But I don't want to do that. I want to keep mine because, well, I like it more, and because I hate the fact that you, quote, have to do it because of society. He told me if I don't take his last name, he won't marry me. Ooh. And also, he wouldn't want to have kids with me. He also doesn't want to take my last name, which after that, I told him, why is he expecting me to do something that he wouldn't do? Since then, we haven't talked about it, but I really need someone's view from the outside. Thank you so much in advance, and greetings from, hopefully I don't mess this up, Bavaria, Germany. She said, P.S., you can say my name. Love, Helena.
Dang, this is an interesting one.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I think this is also something that I personally haven't really thought about, like if what I would want necessarily, because I've never been close to getting married.
Yeah.
I've never had any feelings which way or the other mm-hmm. about it. I think both ways are fine. I don't really yeah. care, but I've never like formed an opinion on this. Yeah. So I'm really excited to like,
yeah, dive in and dissect it. This is super interesting.
Have you ever thought?
I definitely have, but I just want to preface like this is your decision, Helena. So like whatever we say, I think you can listen to a perspective, but ultimately like I think we all have to like feel out like what we feel, because I feel probably way different than you do, and Ash might feel different. So I just want to preface that, because I obviously have a different perspective than you. Like I'm very, very like old school. Like I always have been. Mm-hmm. So like for me, like I'm excited to someday like take my husband's name. I'm bummed because I love my last name and I love that it's tied to my family and I'm super close with them, but I've always just known that like that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So that's as far as if I've thought about it, that's my answer to that.
Yeah. I've personally never thought about it as far as like what I would want in that situation. I've never minded the fact that I don't want to say should, but that society kind of says I should take my husband's last name. I personally don't have any particular ties or emotional ties to my current last name. So I wouldn't mind changing it. But if I came from, personally, in my opinion, if I came from a family with like deep history and really big story, a big like family tree, or maybe something special happened that kind of set that family apart for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I wanted to keep that, I 1000% would be like, no, I'm keeping my last name.
And I think that's how like the whole like hyphenated thing came to be, of like people wanting to choose. But I've definitely heard of this being an issue in relationships. And I think it's definitely one of the things that needs to be talked about in advance, because if it is a deal breaker, like there's not much, like for me, I would rather just deal with a heartbreaking breakup now than like to continue and just hope his mind's going to be changed. So I think you guys definitely need to talk about it again. What I would really suggest is to like ask him, be like, hey, I would love maybe like at dinner tonight for us to talk about the whole last name thing again. So I wanted to give you a heads up, because I'd love to know like your thoughts behind it. And I would love to just like have an open conversation about it. So that way he doesn't feel like it's like out of the blue and he's like frazzled.
Yeah.
But I would like, I mean, I can imagine, if I was a guy and I knew that like someday, like I would marry someone and she'd be a part of my family, and I had like excitement about that, and it made me feel like I was like the head of the house. And like, there's different things that like, as girls, we might grow up thinking different than guys. And I think if for you, it's a feminist type thing, then I think you just need to clearly communicate that. And he needs to communicate his reasons too. And you guys should be able to come up with a compromise. Maybe it is a hyphenated situation or something like that. But at the end of the day, like, he has every right to choose what he wants, just like you have every right to choose what you want. And if it doesn't go together, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's hard. That you guys are talking about this now, because clearly it's not something you talk about when you first start dating necessarily. Yeah. But like, you guys are talking about marriage, and I'm glad that you guys brought it up now and are discussing this now.
Yeah.
I think something that might be helpful for him, and something that would be good for you to do, would be to maybe like write out or figure out first and then write out your reasons why you want to keep your last name. Instead of just saying, I don't want your last name, I want my last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Personally, when I've had conversations with people and there's no explanation as to why, I'm just like, well, no, you're just throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
In my head. That might not be the case, but that's how I'm perceiving it, because I'm like, there's no logic
here.
There's
no meat.
You're just saying that you want to do this because you simply want to do this. So something that's very persuasive to me and has worked in the past is when people explain to me their reasonings why. Mm-hmm. So if it is more of a feminist thing, that's amazing. But maybe write that out in words and like get more into the depth of why.
Yeah.
Like fairness and equality and stuff like that. Like, spell it out for him. If it's more of an emotional thing, like a family tie, something that's a little bit deeper, then I think that's amazing and a great reason. Yeah. And I think that's also would be amazing if you could write that out for him and explain to him, like, this is why it's so important to me. And just help him see your side a little bit, so that
and
he knows
be
that
open
you're
to
not
his side.
Yeah, because I think when trying to explain these kinds of things without any kind of like depth to it whatsoever, it can come off as selfish. And if you don't have any reasonings why that kind of makes sense, then everyone, including myself in the past, will just be like, "Well, no, because you haven't told me why." So I think figuring out your why is going to change the conversation.
Hopefully. And like respecting his why and then just talking through it. Yeah. I mean, imagine if every relationship came down to just like, hey, I want this. Well, I don't. And then that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there has to be a compromise. You have to, if you love him, you should empathize with his reason, even if it's not the same as yours. Yeah. Like, that's part of just being a healthy human. So it's really like hearing him out and like looking at his heart and why he feels that way, but also communicating yours and standing firm for like what you believe as well. And then also like, I mean, like for me, like I plan on getting like my name tattooed, my last name now, because my family means a lot to me. And I always like hated the fact that like all my brothers, I only have brothers. So like everyone's keeping the name except me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to get stuck with someone who's like Mr. Butthole or like something weird. You know what I mean? So like, I feel that, I definitely do. But like I said, I have like I'm kind of like a more like traditional kind of person. So, but I think that you have every right to like feel those things and make that choice. But I think this definitely needs to be a conversation that's had, especially if you're thinking about marriage, because if it is a very hard line drawn and you're both not willing to do maybe like a hyphenated situation, mm-hmm. then like, why waste like your heart getting more and more attached in like years of time or whatever to just have a tragic breakup? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think like, I get not wanting to talk about it and kind of avoiding it, but I think it definitely needs to be like aired out in, like you said, like a, let's lay it out. Like,
yeah,
you make your list, I make my list. Yeah. Let's come together and be like logical about our reasoning too.
Yeah. And I think it should be said this, even though I do believe that we're all on the same page that it is fine for mm-hmm. women to keep their last name and for men to even take the woman's last name. Like mm-hmm. that's totally fine.
It's your relationship.
However, a very new practice. Yes. Mm-hmm. So if your husband and any person just happens to be more traditional, I 1,000% believe he probably didn't see that coming.
No,
and it
his
probably
family,
caught him off guard.
Yeah, like his family might be like, Absolutely not. So there's a lot of other pieces that could be played in here. Like maybe to him, that's like embarrassing. So like, even if that makes you mad, cause you're like, well, why would I have to take yours? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like you need to, when you love someone, even if they don't make sense, like if Ash comes to me and is like, I'm upset cause of this, this, and this, even if I don't agree with her, I should be able to look at her. And because she's someone I love, to see that she's upset. And I should first like care about that. The rest of the stuff we can talk through, but you have to address the emotions first, which we talk about all the time on here. So I think it is really getting to know like the deeper issues behind that. And who knows, like you might hear his reasoning and be like, wow, like I respect that and I'm totally willing to do a compromise, or vice versa. But I definitely think it's just a bigger conversation needs to happen.
Yeah, I think conversation's the word. And conversation's the word. And I think you need to tell him your why. And I think you need to give him space and time to kind of like process this, because he probably wasn't prepared and it caught him off guard. So maybe give him a second to process this and then revisit it.
Also, like you need to make your deal breakers known, and you can't date someone and hope that they'll change their mind. That's not fair.
No,
that leads to resentment. So I can't, if I know I want to have kids and I date a guy who's like, I don't want to have kids, I can't just like date him and then like hope one day he changes his mind. Cause what's going to happen years down the road, I'm going to be miserable, or I'm going to have a kid and then he's going to hate me. You know what I mean?
Grey's Anatomy can
work out. And I totally believe that like God can like orchestrate things. But I also think like when you know someone's deal breakers ahead of time, like you can't, you know what I mean? Am I making sense?
Yeah. No, 1,000%. Anyways, interesting topic.
Yeah.
I think what we can take away from this is that it is fine to want what you want, but you have to explain what you want. And that's all that I had to say about that.
Yeah. What's cool is like, you don't have to, but if you love someone, like you get to.
Yeah. If you want to continue to have a life with someone or a good relationship with someone, or if you simply want like your message to be like fully sunken in, like it's just better to deliver it with a reasoning and a why.
And I mean, there's been so many times where I've been mad at someone for something, and then when they explain why they did what they did, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, like I get it. And I still don't like that that happened, but like I understand why it happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, and I think it is a conversation that should be had more often. Like the more that I think about it, I'm like, I would totally keep my last name. Like, I don't have any reasonings as to why I want to, but like, I totally would. So yeah, I just think this is a cool conversation to be had.
This is why I think premarital counseling is so important, because there's certain topics like you just need to talk about before you enter into a marriage, because once you do, like it's a lot harder to address certain issues once you're already like committed to a person. Yeah. You know?
If you don't tell them from the beginning, then it's like, you should have said that forever.
Me on a first date, I'm like, I want 1,000 children, just so you know.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to read my story, and it's titled "I Almost Became a Statistic. Now I Want to Share My Story."
Ooh, mm-hmm. Deep.
Ciao, Ash and T-Money.
Ciao. Did you hear what you call me? T-Money.
T-Money.
Does that feel right?
I'm Allie, and yes, you can say my name, but I felt like I had to give Taryn a nickname so that she isn't missing out on all the fun. Also, it has a pretty nice ring to it, I have to say.
It really does.
Because you know how people are like, Ash. It's like, oh, Ash and Taryn. She was like, Ash like, and T-Money.
I don't have a nickname.
I fully support the T-Money nickname. Anyways, okay. Obviously, I need to start off this email by hyping you guys up.
Please
and let
do.
You know how marvelous, significant, sublime, and dazzling you guys are.
Oh, that was great vocabulary.
Put that on my tombstone.
Wonderful. Sublime.
Sublime. Your podcast always gives me these late night sleepover with my besties vibes, and I'm loving it.
Oh,
I
love that those are the vibes that
you
get because that's the vibes we're trying to send
exactly.
to you.
To start, I'll give you guys some background information about myself. I'm an Enneagram 7 Wing 2. Hey, Taryn. Hello. I literally, hello. Obviously, like I scored 2 was my highest, but 7 was very, very close. So I feel like we're very similar. And in November of 2020, I was diagnosed with severe anorexia nervosa. I was scheduled to spend a month in a treatment center until after an EKG was done on me and they realized I needed hospital care immediately because my resting heart rate was in the high 30s. Let's just say that if I didn't go to the hospital, I might not have made it to Christmas, which is the most wonderful time of the year, obviously. After 10 long days in the hospital, which kicked off my recovery journey, I was sent home to do a family-based treatment plan. I wanted to jump in really quick and tell you the lesser known truth of anorexia. Most people think that this illness is just an obsession with skinniness, which is not true at all. In my case and many others, anorexia was this horrible monster that takes over the brain and makes eating the most terrifying thing ever. Doctors have compared the disease to cancer, the fact that it's not your fault and it is very near impossible to cure yourself without professional help. Here I am 3 months into recovery and I'm ready to share my story. I want to tell my friends because I am at a point where I really need more people there for me, which feels selfish and is hard for me to admit. The issue with this is I have no idea how to tell my friends. I feel like I need to and I also want to as well. I also have a podcast and I wanted to speak about this on it, but I don't know how. My question is, how can I speak to my friends and my podcast about this topic? I will take any of your advice. Love, Allie.
Allie.
We literally, the first one was having a hard conversation and this one, again, same
having
way.
Another hard conversation. Conflict. Ugh.
It's, you know what? And obviously, like, this isn't necessarily a conflict type of scenario, but having talks about things that you care about is really, it's hard. And like, it's not easy for everyone. Like, I find it easy to share my feelings with certain people and harder with other people. And I'm sure like you
That's
can
normal.
Relate too. So, I first just want to say that like, congratulations. And I am so happy for your recovery and that you got help and that you're doing well. I definitely think like I've definitely have been guilty of thinking of anorexia in kind of like a light way because like I haven't experienced it personally. So I just want to thank you for like sharing that and like educating me as well. And I think that is the most beautiful thing about all of this and why I think it's good for you to talk about it is because a lot of people just don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think just like anxiety is something that's so much more talked about now, like people don't think it's a joke because now we're aware of like mm-hmm. what it is. So I think that this is a part of your truth and it's not something that should be shame filled or something that you're trying to hide, but it's something that like you're accomplishing and it makes you such a strong, beautiful person. And I think that that is okay for you to share. And I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah. And I needing people around you during this time or just period, that's not a selfish thing.
No, not
that's
at all.
It's a normal thing. And so I feel like you need to be a little more gentler with how mm-hmm. you, treat yourself for needing people because we all need people for different reasons. But like I need Taryn in my life. I need my sister in my life. You know, there's people in your life for a reason.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're only there for a season and it's to get you from A to B. And sometimes they can't follow you to C and you kind of like lose touch, but like those people are there to guide you through life and you're there to guide them through life. And so that's not a selfish thing to need more people. So definitely be more gentle with yourself. I'm actually really glad that you're going and getting some support for yourself because you definitely need it. But like as far as like talking about this, I'm stoked for you. I feel like you are the perfect person to talk about it, first of all. You have firsthand experience, obviously, but also you've come out the other end victoriously and you've survived. So I feel like that gives you... that makes you the perfect person to talk about this topic. As far as like how to talk about it on the podcast, the only thing I can go off of is like me and Taryn were scared when we were starting our first time on the podcast. I was scared doing my first YouTube video.
Yeah.
The most amazing thing about this is you can record it and not upload it.
So, I love that you said that.
Yeah.
That's
so true. I would start with a small outline, nothing too written out because I want it to be real and you want it to be real. Nothing too scripted, but I would simply record a whole episode by yourself, listen back to it. If you like it, put it up.
Yeah.
If you want to fix a couple of things, delete it and do it again. Like no one needs to know. You can do it 5 times until you feel like you finally said it perfectly, like the way you want to say it, and then you can upload it. But practice makes perfect. And I personally feel more comfortable knowing that I have full control of putting something live.
I think that I love that you said that because I think that's the scariest things is things feel so permanent, but at the end of the day, like you are in control of like, it's your story, it's your life. So you have control of who is brought into that and who is not. And I know like there's sometimes like Ash will do a video where she's a little bit more like thoughtful about it. And there's times she'll be like, hey, can you watch this with me? Or like, even on the podcast, sometimes like afterwards we'll like check in with each other and be like, hey, do you think that was okay? If stuff matters to you, that's what people in your life are there for. Mm-hmm. And I think you talking to your friends and your family about it, you're going to start to hear other people's like, oh my gosh, I thought it was this. I thought this. Here's my questions I have. And I think that could even help you with what to address on your podcast. Also, anytime me and Ash talk about a heavy topic that could be triggering, there always are resources that are given as well. So like when this episode goes up, we'll probably have in our description, like a link for help. We'll probably post a story that's like, swipe up if you struggle with this and you need help. And I think that's an important thing to always acknowledge. Like there are things that are triggering to other people. And I'm sure there's many people listening right now that have been through or are going through what you have. And I think it's important to realize the weight of that. And so to be sensitive about making it clear that you're sharing your story and your things that helped you, but not to go in and start like telling people exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where the danger comes of talking about heavy topics. You don't want to like have someone here and be like, oh, I'm going through that too. And she told me I need to do A, B, and yeah. C, because it's not going to work out the same for everyone. Mm-hmm. And there are certain things, like you said in here, that need professional help. So I think as long as you're kind of giving those disclaimers, you're providing resources, you're making it clear that like you're talking about your own journey and what you went through and what helped you, I think that it could be something that helps a lot of people and starts a great conversation.
I was just going to say, again, having a conversation rather than like preaching at someone.
Yeah.
And just being aware that yes, you've experienced it, but there's people out there that have a different experience on the same topic than you experienced. And just laying it all out there, making it clear, like you're no expert, but this is your story and you wanting to share it is a beautiful thing. And I think as long as you say that, as long as you give yourself, you know, a couple practice rounds maybe and have someone close to you, whether it's a family member or a friend, you know, listen back and let them critique it. Don't take it too personal. If they have edits, that's what you're asking for. And I feel like it would be, that's all you need to do. And it would be the best story.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think like, I mean, the world needs people who talk about like victories too, you know, like sometimes like we're so, like it's overload of just like things that are happening and it can
negative
feel like
negative. It's overwhelming. Yeah,
it feels overwhelming. But I think when you hear of people who've overcome something, even if it's something different than you, like I read your story and I feel hopeful and I feel like I'm like, yes, like we like healing is such a freaking powerful thing and it's such a beautiful thing. So like it inspires me and it inspired me to like go in and read more about anorexia because I don't want to be like desensitized to it. I don't want to like have assumptions that are not right. So I think like it's a beautiful conversation that can happen. And that's why like I think God gives us things in our life for reasons. And I think it's up to us if we want to like use that to become a stronger person, to overcome something and to also like use that to help someone else down the line. You know, there's things in my life that sucked. And now every time I get to help someone who's going through the same thing, I'm thankful for that time I went through because it made me who I am. And now I'm able to like be like a positive person to someone.
Yeah. And I mean, growing up, I knew multiple people that struggled with anorexia. I knew multiple people that had bulimia and it's something that wasn't talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that my friend was throwing up in the bathroom, but like, I didn't talk about it because I didn't know what to say or how to address it. And I knew it was a scary thing, but I didn't, no one talks about it. No. It's just one of those things people don't talk about.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need to change it. And I think you would be the best voice for people to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really cool. I think you are so brave and I'm excited for what's to come. And like we said, like this is your life, girl. Like you are in control of it. So you can just talk to one friend about it. You can talk to the whole world about it. And either way, it's a great part of your story. Like there's no pressure either way.
It's impactful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Allie, for writing in. I'm so stoked. If you end up posting it, please send us
the
episode.
Yes.
I would love to listen.
I would love to hear too.
To your full story in more detail.
Yes.
And support you as support you in the podcast and the cause, you know,
the cause.
We're here for you.
I know I looked to see she didn't put her podcast name, but maybe we'll find out
DM us on Instagram. And be like, hey, this is it.
Yeah.
If you're not just PSA to everyone, go follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. Can I end with a
please do?
Okay.
If you didn't, would it be unsolicited advice?
I have two and they're animal themed.
Love that.
Okay.
My dog's paw is currently just chilling on my thigh. Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Why did the bunny go to the hospital?
The bunny, he hopped.
There's their one word.
To the
one
hospital. Hop.
Because he needed a hopperation.
Hopperation. I was like, what would the word be? Hop.
Okay, ready?
Close.
Why aren't koalas bears?
That's a great question.
Can I say it?
No. Koala.
Leaf.
I'm doing your
okay, fine.
Go.
Because they don't meet all the qualifications.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry, Rosie.
I didn't get either one.
No, it's okay,
pissed.
Ash.
Pissed. I'm it's disappointed okay, in myself.
No, you did great.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the episode. That was Taryn petting my dog.
Oh, sorry. That wasn't us slapping our thighs.
If you made it to the end, you're the best. We love you guys the most. Don't tell all the others. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. We have a Facebook. We have a YouTube channel. Like us on all the things. Follow us. Tag us. DM us. Also, you guys went crazy with our merch, and we very much appreciate it. I cannot wait to see all the photos of you guys in the merch. Please tag us because we'll be reposting everything.
Yes.
We had the best time with that.
We did find out, though, we still have hats and mugs that are on the website for sale. So definitely go check those out. There is a limited supply, so try to get it. You know.
Try to get it while you can. I wear the hat constantly.
The hat is a freaking vibe.
The hat is a must, and I feel like it should never go away.
Yes, I agree.
Like, it should be a constant. Anyways, agree. Big fans of the hat. Go check
everyone,
it out.
Let's all say goodnight, Ash.
Good night, everyone. It's like a
sleep.
Almost
tight.
9, and it's. I know it's early.
Don't
but
say it's almost 9. It's 8:30. Don't try to sound like it's later than it is.
It is almost 9.
Don't try to justify.
It's 8:36.
Your old lady. You have a gray hair, Ash.
Okay, I'm out. I'm out. In the pot.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.